Chapter 1. I'm getting really sick of Amanda Kornblatt's obsession with horses.
And in Chapter 10, only a week before the big race, Wonderflanks comes up lame.
Lame is right. It's Tuesday morning at BBC, that's the Breakfast Book Club, and I'm half listening to Amanda ramble on about another stupid pony story. Last week it was Wonderflanks, the rescue. Today it's Wonderflanks 2, the race.
I'm ready for Wonderflanks 3, the nap.
And Wonderflanks 4, the coma. Teddy gives a snort that sounds, and this isn't his fault, it's just the way he laughs, exactly like a horse doing a major lip flap. I'm pretty sure that Hickey, or Mrs. Hickson, the librarian, is going to throw a nutty, but her eyelids are at half-mast. Which is sort of a surprise, because Hickey is usually good at pretending to be interested in whatever books kids are reading, even when they're snooze-a-thons like these.
Elf Wars of Darthon, the Dragon's Bane Trilogy.
Advanced Principles in Theoretical Mathematics.
How to Speaking for Better English.
The Cheerleaders Club, Boyfriend Trouble.
Depressing love poems that don't even rhyme.
I hate to read. I'm just here for the snacks.
Finally, Amanda wraps it up. Spoiler alert, Wonderflanks wins the big race. And we're all about to head for homeroom when Mrs. Hickson says,
Hang on, gang. I've got something to share with you.
Uh-oh. Duck and cover, everybody. Unless it's food or money, I'm not a huge fan of teacher sharing stuff. Remember the time Coach John showed us his kidney stone collection?
And this one almost killed me!
Hickey pulls a small, battered-looking book from her desk drawer. It's about the size of a stack of detention slips.
Not that I have ever seen a detention slip.
I discovered this the other day in the school archives, she tells us. It was written by a student right here at PS 38.
Okay, not exactly a move-the-needle moment on the thrill meter. So some kid wrote a book. Ask me if I care.
Her name was Edna Birkdale,
Hickey says. And then she just stands there, smiling in that annoying, I'm waiting for a reaction way that teachers have.
Huh?
Wait, who?
Edna?
There's no Edna in this school.
Never heard of her.
I'm not surprised you don't recognize the name,
Hickey continues.
She lived 100 years ago, which makes this a very old book.
I thought the oldest thing around here was Mr. Galvin,
Teddy whispers. FYI, Mr. Galvin's our science teacher. His wrinkles have wrinkles.
I shouldn't call it a book,
Hickey says, correcting herself.
It's actually a series of journal entries about what PS 38 was like when it first opened. It has no library, no lunchroom.
No library? No lunchroom?
Easy, Chad.
And no parking lot, of course,
Hickey continues.
There weren't any school buses in those days, and cars had barely been invented yet. Some people rode horses to school.
Squeal!
Heads up, Amanda nearly knocks me into next week with a flying elbow. Coming soon, Wonderflanks 5, the skull fracture.
I wish I'd lived back then,
Amanda gushes.
That makes two of us, I grumble.
What classes did they have back then? How long was the school day?
How many students were going here?
What kind of test did they have?
Was Mr. Galvin the science teacher? Hickey glances at the clock.
Oops, we're out of time. Save those questions for our next meeting, and perhaps Edna's journal will have the answers.